Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now, 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good Wednesday evening. Welcome to Block Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I am your host, Wild Man Ron Thomas, and it is Wednesday, May the 6th, 2015. And without any further ado, let me make this call so I can find out what's going on. Like I say, I got to keep Jay Barnes not straight, but got to keep him on his job. Got to keep Jay Barnes on his job. Jay, how you doing? Jay Barnes? He just picked up Jay Barnes. He must be on another line and got his phone muted. But anyway, it's going to be, I'm not going to keep y'all on hold long and in suspense or anything else. Jay Barnes, can you hear me? I know my mic is working. So let me do this here. Jay Barnes. Jay. Get the fork out your mouth, Jay. Unmute your phone. Jay answered it right quick, and like I said, he does two or three things at the same time. And at the same time, well, while Jay is doing that, I might as well get in touch with Bobby Wildchild. Like I said, it's going to be a quick one today. I got so much that I got to do. There's some things I want to tell y'all about, but I don't know if I should tell you about it yet. So, Jay Barnes? Jay, I hear it. Jay, how you doing? I was just saying that this is going to be a real quick show tonight, and I just want you to give me an update on what's happening with the points race for Grudge Race.
Well, Wild Man, yeah, right. Well, since our last talk, and let me know, can you hear me okay, Wild Man? Because I'm kind of distant from the phone.
Yeah, sounding good.
Our conversation, and that we announced that Field Team 6 was, leading the bandwagon. We have had an onslaught of probably 20 different races, and all of us posting saying about they done had 10 to 15 races apiece, and which I think is a good thing, But let me. Wow, man, we're still putting in all this new information we just got. And we're really looking for this, and this way you can help me out, Wow, man.
All right.
We're really looking for, we're really looking for people in different parts of the country who can enter this information. Now, you've seen the form, Wow, man. It's a simple form. It's not many questions, but we need people around the country to step up so that, because the whole purpose of doing this is so everybody can get the proper recognition. And so right now we need, more people. We don't want to turn the form over to the general public yet because, there's no check and balance,
Right, yeah.
We need a check and balance so that this will work. And that's the first thing I need you to help me with, is trying to make sure that we get more people who enter the information. How can you help us with that, Wild?
Well, it's like I said, those promoters, They got to send that information in, and, you know.
But, well, I mean, I can tell you this now. Let me say this. The promoter, at this point, are the least people interested in the point.
They should be interested because, you know, those same cars, you got a lot of background noise there, Jay. Because those promoters that are interested in those cars coming to their show should just turn around and do the favor of saying this is who won this grudge race and who didn't, you know. So I don't understand why you should say that the promoters are not interested in it. You know, they're interested in getting their cars, interested in getting the cars to their races. They should take the time or have someone to post it or call you and let you know how it is so that it wouldn't be no problem at the end of the year as who the grudge racer of the year is. You know, this is taking it off of out of the hands, you could say, of your committee taking all the slack on how it was picked and everything.
Well, see, I agree with you, Wild. But I can tell you this, Wild Man. People don't want a solution. They really just want something to complain about.
I don't think so. You know, I think because they call me and say, Wild Man, how's the points go? I know one team for sure, and they're on the line right now, and they got their hand up, and I don't know if they want to give what's happening with them or what, but, you know, they can give it right now if they want to know what's going on, you know. And just like if they're not dependent on if the promoter won't do it, then someone on the team will do it. Let me check and see right quick. 706-7081, you're live. You're live on Grudge Talk. And what team are you with? 706-7081?
Well, man, I ain't put my hand up.
Oh, okay, your hand is up. Oh, okay. All right, then. Push the one button, it'll come down.
Okay.
All right. Here's another one. Okay, so I'm going to go on and see what's up, Jay, but, you know, what have your people got?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, we're getting a lot of – now, let me tell you what I'm saying. We're getting a lot of response, and a lot of people are turning in the information.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just letting you know, it's not coming from the promoter. And that might be because, you know, the promoter on the day of an event, he has so much going on. He might, you know, because I know a lot of times I never see the races either. You know, he might don't know, but he needs to assign somebody. Hold on one minute. Oh, hold on one second, Wildman.
All right, well, while Jay is checking on something, you know, then that's where his people got to check with the promoters most of the time. They're at the track. They got to get that information too, Jay Barnes. So we'll know how it's standing right now because, like the last report we got, this is the second week that he's still saying SEAL Team 6, you know. And got to find out where are them other teams, you know. I know they're out there. And this is so that at the end of the year, you know, they won't holler, well, we didn't get no points, you know. And Jay Barnes got it set up. And, you know, go ahead, Jay. I was just saying you got it set up. And, you know, you got to get your people, contact the promoters, because I know the promoters are writing it down. The promoters got a DP man at the races, you know.
Well, I just saying, well, man, I know, like, it's certain, I'm just saying, we're getting a lot of the information, but it ain't necessarily coming from the promoter. That's all I'm saying. And
okay.
And, you know.
All right.
We had yesterday on another show, you know, they keep trying to bring up all these different things, and it brought up stuff that me and you have already talked about, Wild Man. It just to show you how slow this stuff moves. One of the questions was, Wild Man, from the show from yesterday, it was saying, how is it fair for somebody to race in, you know, over in Louisiana? He raced a no-name man, and he gets the same credibility that a man who has to run Dunyer or whoever, you know. And, you know, me and you discussed that.
Yeah, well, you know, if it was discussed, it was etched in stones, You don't need to worry about it. Just explain it to them and move on. Don't let this get bogged down, you know. So, you know, you don't have to keep explaining. See, you're spending so much time explaining what you already laid down the rules, you know. Just let them know the rules and keep on going, you know.
But, yeah, and see, that's the thing. It's like you say it, you go over it, you rehearse it. You know, Wild Man, you know, and so, you know, just to go back over it again, Wild Man, because just so everybody understands, the present point system is set up where, and using these numbers, if you are one of the top 25 teams in the country, now, these top 25 teams are just people that, from a popular vote, who are the top 25 teams?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And just to give you an example, that would be the Memphis Gangster, all the cars in 901 Bad Boys, David Floyd, Tony Bynes, Obama Boo, the biggest names in the country in small time.
Right.
And they come up to be the top 25 teams.
Right.
I'm not talking about no particular order or anything. Just the top 25 teams. When somebody races one of those top 25 teams, if you beat them, you get 15 points.
Right.
Now, if you race the other 150,000 grudge racers out here who's not in the top 25, you only get 10 points.
Right.
And the logic behind it is, so that when a man races one of the top 25 teams in the country and win, you know, it's a benefit for challenging a big name person.
Right.
As opposed to just challenging the average person. And that we're not trying to say anything about people being, you know, where you rank up, but we had to have some type of system where if me and Wild Man race, it would be, if Wild Man raced me, it would be different. And if he raced Dunye.
Right.
So if you whoop Dunye, you get more points than whooping me.
Yeah.
And so the system is set up where if you race one of the top 25 teams in the country, you get, if you win, you get 15 points. Now, if you are not one of the top 25 teams, like for example, if Tony Bynes being one of the top 25 teams, if he challenged Wild Man, and if he whooped Wild Man, he only get 10 points. But if Wild Man win, he get 15 points for whooping Tony. So it's designed now, but now you get extra points if you race. We know Wild Man. Wild Man, you out of South Carolina, am I correct?
Georgia. Uh-huh.
And I know y'all got a special issue there because y'all so close to the line. So your home track, obviously you don't get no points for your home track. But if you race outside of your state or outside of your home, let's say it this way, if you're outside of your home track and state, you get two extra points for racing outside of your state and home track.
Right.
Also, if you race outside of your division, you get two more points. So let's just say, for an example, a Wild Man, if you call it the Obama Boo in Texas, okay, when you get over there and you race in Texas, if you whoop him, you pick up 15 points.
Right.
Then you pick up two extra points. Now you got 17 points because it's outside of your state and home track. And you also get two additional points because it's in this, another division. So for that one win, you end up with 19 points.
Right.
15 for the racer who you whoop, 2 for being out of state, 2 for being out of division. And the whole purpose of this is to give people who travel, you know, some benefit for traveling.
For traveling, right.
Yeah. That way the guy who always racing his home state, you know, the guy who's traveling three states over, you know, he get more points for going three states over.
Yeah, just like when Memphis Gangster ran a grudge race at Jackson. You know. But I think what you need to do, Jay, is to, you know, it's posted on your website, right?
It is. Well, okay. Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. It is, but now the form itself, you know, we're still telling everybody to turn in, you know, to the people that, you know, right now, BET, Sunshine Love, Gina from North Carolina, Sharon from Texas, and there's a couple of more. Boom. There's a couple of more people out there. We want you to turn your wins, but you got not only have you got to just say what date you had it, who did you race, where did you race, you know, in the basic information.
Right. Yeah. But and what I was saying is that, you know, the way that they receive the points, that's posted on your website, right?
Yes, grudging.us.
Yeah. Well, see, this eliminates where you have to go on and explain it to everybody. You just have them go on and read. Now, I got some hands that came up.
Well, you know why, man. You know why, man, that they, no, we're lazy. We just want to hear it. We don't want to have to read nothing.
No, they ain't lazy. They put that money up, and they race, and they want to know who turned in the points, you know. I think that's more than anything because, like, right now, I'm concerned with there has been no change. And this is what? The third week.
The third week. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, you know, other than the fact that SEAL Team 6, they have been doing a lot of racing. They still racing. Now, but the best thing I can say is they've been real doing well at turning their information in.
All right. You know. Well, you know. Then that's what you need to tell these other teams to get that information in because, like I'm saying, like this is 3 weeks and it's still SEAL Team 6. And if ain't nobody else called in, you know, then you got to get your people. Somebody got to get on the job and get this information because, you know, like I'm being the devil's advocate right now. You know, just because SEAL Team 6 turned in that information, that means that every 3 weeks, this is the third week, I got to hear that it's SEAL Team 6, you know.
That's for two reasons why, man. Now, SEAL Team 6 is still racing now. They're still racing, so they got to remember, too, they're doing a lot of racing. So that goes a long way.
And well, they're turning in their information. These other teams need to get on the ball, too, and turn it in. Hold on, I got some hands up. And I'm going to get the hand that's been up for the longest. And 478-90-92, you want to speak on the points or let me know what's happening at your track, Bobby? If not, I'll come back to you.
You can come back to me a while, man.
Okay. All right. Mute your mic. I'm going to leave it open. 804-1792, you're live on Grudge Talk.
Hey, what is going on, fellas? I guess the two of the oldest, and I'm going to put a key point on oldest, pioneers in grudge racing. What's going on?
Do they have any points yet? Seeing as how they
don't. Well, I don't know. I mean, you and Jay Bond, you know, y'all get points for being pioneers.
I don't get no points. I want to know about the points of the racers that have been out there racing. You know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, out our area, man. We had some good stuff go down this weekend. I know everything got turned in. We had people telling us, you know, Gina Epps is really. She keep us going, man. This is, and if y'all don't know, this is JB, but Gina Epps keeps us. She keeps us very informed of anything. Cause you know, I was in Alabama. You know, I'm from DMV, but last weekend I was in Alabama having a good darn time with my family. You know, King B and DJ Grant and Biz, and we were having a good time down in Alabama. So you know, Gina Epps was texting me every other minute, cause the sniper. The sniper did some work this week. The sniper went in the battle. He went 2-0. I think who else? Jeff Rogers with the execution of Pro Mod. He took a win. They had about 5 or 6 grudge races up there, and they said they had about 2,500 people in that Capitol Raceway. Monster Joe.
Okay. All right. Now see that, Jay? You get that report, Jay? Jay always muting his mic because he got a lot going on in the background. Jay, did you hear what he just said? Come on, Jay, unmute that mic. Get to talking. Tell them people in the background they got to calm down if they ain't taking no reports. Come on, Jay. You heard what he said. Jay, you're holding up the show.
Yeah, you know, you gotta watch him while, man. See, the thing is, he'll go on mute for about, let me let you know, me, him, and man, I had some of the best time, me, him, and Big Dave will stay on the line for about 3 hours. Now, every other, you know, me and Big Dave will talk, all, you know, me, Big Dave, and all of us, but Jay will go on mute for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, Jay gonna have to unmute. You know, he's the chairman of his board, you know. He got to.
I'm back with Wild Man.
All right,
Jay,
did you hear
Jay,
what he said?
Jay, you got to stop going on mute. You just shutting this man's show down, Jay.
Yeah, we're trying to get, you know, he say he already done turned in a report to you. So we should have seen some activity there.
Right. And we are getting activity. Wild Man, I'm not saying we're not getting information. I'm just letting you know that right now the leader is still SEAL Team 6. I'm not saying that people not.
All right.
I'm not saying that people are not turning it in. I mean, we always need more information. But you got to remember, when they turn in stuff, SEAL Team 6 is still racing also.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, then you got to. You know, you got to get your people out there to get them points. You know, I know Sunshine Love been at a couple of races, right?
Yep. And she been entering, and she have been entering the information. Like I said, well, I mean, we are getting activity, but we're just saying. In other words, well, I mean, I'm just using this for an example. If CL Team 6 collectively have started racing. And all turn in 5, and Sue's are turning 3, and Don turning 3. SEAL Team 6 still got 30. They still out front. You see what I'm saying?
Well, who is next on the SEAL Team 6?
Well, I mean, I ain't looked at that. You ain't told me that.
Well,
there ain't been a question you asked. I got to hold on 1 second. Hold on.
All right. Well, now, you should be right there. If you got SEAL Team 6 with 30, who got 22 or 18, who's right behind him? Give us something, you know. And I know there's some teams out there, like, just got one person that just gave a report. Am I right? And, you know, I know he want to know how the people that he turned in, where they fare at on this list. You know, like I say, we're going to keep it straight, you know. And the only way I can keep it straight is to ask you, you know. And excuses is out the window. You know, you wanted a system so that you can pick it that everybody could live with. But, you know, you got to get your people on the job, you know.
Well, man.
Yeah.
Well, I sure want to know how people on the court live here, because I would love to know where my son is. I would love to know that.
Yeah, because your son been out there grudge racing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm talking about.
And he whoops still Team 6.
Uh-oh. Well, now, that's what I want to know. Where they at?
Where they at?
You know why? But you know what? You know why, man? I'm saying, on a situation like that, you know, like you said, they got the have, but I like to say the have and have not. So I guess he's not a have, so they don't worry about stuff like that.
Right.
That would make up a whole lot of the shit.
What is it?
When people out there working and trying to make action, then you don't hear anything. But you know, I guess we count it as a football, so it don't really matter.
All right, now
I'm going back on mute.
Hold on before you go back on mute. Now let me ask you: did you turn in any information on how your son did?
Yes, I did, and it was on your show.
Okay, all right. Okay, J Bond.
Hello. There's two things
uh-huh.
that we're saying. Now, for an example, this is one of the things that we have the most trouble out of. It's when people say, if Junior raced and it was turned in to one of the people that uploaded, well, we have record of it. Now, if he raced 3 times, still compared to 30 times, that's why we're not talking about it. But it is documented. But the key thing is that to make sure that it's turned in. And see, you don't turn in a race on a radio show. So that ain't where you turn the race in. If you grudge race somebody, you need to reach out to Sunshine Love, Q, Shawanda, Sharon. It's certain people, those people out here that put that information in the computer. So by just coming on the radio show and saying, Junior whoop somebody, that's not turning it in.
Hold on, I heard what you said. I got that. That's what you said on Wild Man Show. But you know we're not trying to be no grudge race to the you know what, so it's not that important though.
But it is important.
We turning in not the ultimate. I'm just gonna tell you, your child racing team is not that important though. Cause we not trying to be no grudge race to the year. We just want to knock some heels off. That's all we want to do.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But. Just for the sake of everybody out here, the thing is, it has very little to do with just the grudge race of the year, Bobby. It has to do with giving people the accolades of who they raced and who they won. So that's why I'm saying that it's important that it's turned in and documented. Now, and then don't take the, and not this ain't just to Bobby, this is to everybody. I have no interest in saying if one man won or not, I want everybody's races to be seen. It don't benefit me one way or the other if Bobby Child's races ain't recorded and somebody else's is. I want everybody's races to be recorded.
We got somebody else to say that he turned in a report, and he on the line right now, right?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. You turned in a report that's supposed to have been recorded, right?
Yeah, I turned in a report from up my area. Yeah, I'm JB from the DMV. I keep it updated for this area and shoot some of the other areas, Carolina, you know, shoot out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Jay Barnes, how does his report stand? All right, he on mute again. Come on, Jay. Being on mute.
What I'm saying, yeah. What he's saying is, he is one of the people who upload the races. So people report the races to him, and he upload them to the spreadsheet.
All right. Well, okay. Well, let me put it like this. Well, the races that he reported, how do they fare right now?
But this is the thing I'm saying to you. I think you're still missing how it's designed.
No, I know it's designed.
It's a stat sheet. It's a stat sheet where it just keeps races. It keeps a log of who won and lost versus whoever. Well, I mean, right now, I think we got about 60 or 70 different race cars on it. So I can't just tell you if you just tell me where Sniper at. And the only reason I may know where Sniper at is because he brought action this week, and he hadn't been bringing action, I think. And he may be 0-1 or 0-2, you know. But you got to remember that and this is one of the things that we talked about yesterday on a different show.
Right, well,
it's a lot of.
Let me ask you this question. Where did SEAL Team 6 finish from last week's racing?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that they're still on top at the top.
I mean,
at the moment.
No, that's not what I want to say. Did you get a report from last week what they did?
Yes, they got it. Now, okay, let me. Now I see where you're going with this, Wild Man.
All right. Wild
Man, it don't come to Jay Barnes. It's about 10 people, Wild Man, around the country. JB is one of them. When they upload it don't come directly to me. It goes to a spreadsheet.
Well, who's telling the spreadsheet? You know,
huh?
Like somebody got to report to the chairman of the board to let him know what's happening.
Right, but what I'm saying is, well, I mean, you are so premature in asking these questions. We are still trying to get everybody caught up from the old races.
Okay, okay.
What I'm saying is
you're asking for
weekly updates, and we are still putting in races from April.
Okay.
Because the people just turning it in.
Okay, Jay, today is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to revise your system so that by Wednesday or Thursday, you know, you should be able to tell us what's happening before next week come around. And, you know, like I said,
let's say it this way. What I am willing to do is do a monthly, because, well, I mean, it takes more time than you think to gather, and people are slow about turning the information in. So when you can't, now I can give you a monthly update. I can give you changes by the month, but giving you changes by the week is just adding a lot of more work. But, you know.
If you gonna do it, I'm playing devil's advocate. If you gonna make this system work, you gotta put in the work. You know,
hey,
like,
My thing, I'm looking at is if he adds an event and he see what's going on, so you're not gonna turn it in, Jay? I'm just asking a question. I just want to know.
Right.
So if you add
like
an
this
event
weekend,
and you see,
right? Okay. Like this weekend, I was at an event. Okay, that event that I was at is turned, it's on the board now. But in Alabama Let me finish my sentence. In Alabama alone, it was 5 races going on in Alabama that same day. 5. Okay. Now, what about Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana? See, y'all ain't thinking about, you know, it's always so easy to sit here and just say, oh, it's simple, just do it. But we are taking information from all over the country.
I'm just asking the question.
The race that I was at.
Let me ask you a question. Were you at Kentucky race?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, Bobby Wildchild. Hold on. You know. Now, see what I'm trying to find out, and like I say, I'm. You know, when you made these rules and you put them into effect and everything, and like I said, this is the third week that I have heard that SEAL Team 6 is still up on top of points. And then, you know, like you said, because ain't nobody turned in no other points. Now,
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It ain't been.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all not understanding what I'm saying.
But
what
I know what you're saying.
Other people are turning in their work, but SEAL Team 6 is still working too. So, well, I mean, it's possible for SEAL Team 6 to take it all the way through December. It's not. Who said it has to change?
It should change. Because I know.
How can you make?
How many cars? Let me do this, Jay. Listen to me. How many cars do SEAL Team 6 have?
It looks like they have about 12 or 15, Rob.
They probably got more.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a lot of cars.
All right, they got a lot, about 12 or 15 cars. That's fine, you know. Now, those cars run every week, right?
Well, not all of them, but yeah, they got something every week, yeah.
Now, see, you know, you're trying, at first you said that you can't get no one to call in the reports, and you know, I jumped on the promoters. Now you're saying the team's gotta call them in, and now you're saying that you need to do a
now. Well, I mean, evidently, it's I'm not saying what I say, y'all don't hear. It's like I'm saying one thing and y'all hear another. I when I came on, I said people are turning in information. I said that.
It ain't posted, though. It ain't in the system because you ain't got the you ain't got the people to put it in the system, right?
I hadn't said that.
You said
I hadn't said that.
All right. It ain't all on the spreadsheet.
Y'all are jumping.
No,
it's almost impossible to explain.
No, it's not, y'all. This is just me. I'm one person. You know, I help you put this together, you know. And now it ain't going smooth. And the reason why it ain't going smooth as you're saying that you ain't getting the people to give you the information. So, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, you need to kick somebody in the tail or sit down, not as much as kick somebody in the tail. You need to sit down and talk to all these people that's supposed to give you, like you say, BET is sending in the information. I appreciate that, my brother. And who else you say done sent in the information? JB sent you in the information, you know. And, you know, like, y'all, when you get the information, you need to drop it on that spreadsheet when you get that information, whoever's taking the information, or else whoever can put it on the spreadsheet, you know, so that you will see, you know, if prime time ain't sending you that information, you got to find out. You got a person in Georgia, South Carolina, where his home track is, you got to find out what's happening. How come I ain't getting this information? You know, if somebody else ain't getting you the information, you need to find out why not. You can't sit and say it ain't coming in. You got to find out what's happening with it. You know, if you're going to run it, you got to run it right. You can't use the excuse there ain't nobody giving you no information. You got to find out why, you know. JB know how to get the information out to you, so you got to get it out there so everybody else know, you know. And the time that you spend talking about how it's done, you know, post it on your website. Let them read it, you know, so that these teams will know, okay, if I don't send in nothing, I ain't going to get no points, and that's all there is to it. But when they send you the points, you know, they should be able to find out if they number one, number 30, number 40, or whatever, you know, because they are out there racing, you know. And they shouldn't have to wait a month to have some kind of idea where they are. And that's the only thing that I'm saying. You know, like I said, you know, I'm not getting on you, but, I mean, you got to move. Hello? It's just like when it's time to race. When it's time to race. Man.
Uh-huh. Man, yeah. One thing I see, and people argue and cry and everything, for one thing, if you're not racing enough to get that acknowledgement, why are you arguing in the first place? This is what I'm seeing. Listen. We understand. We just said SEAL Team 6 had about 12 to 15 cars, right?
Right.
I know one of them lost a race this week. I know the past week. I know one or two or three are locked in for a race just at Bobby Child's race. That's just one. And then a couple other cars are going to another race and got other stuff locked in. So it's kind of hard to when you say, man, I wonder why I still Team 6 so far out or what. They locking in races constantly. When you look at that no time page, I got to give them credit. This is what Dog will say, and it's true. Do you know how many people they got in their camp that don't have to go to a grudge event to race? They can go to Thursday, the House of Hook, and Tarnell can race, L Dog can race. A Game Changer will race. That's why, you know,
grown
they racing. Yeah, they racing every single week. It's not a week. I bet you right now, if you get on no time and you say, hey, still Team 6, how many races y'all going to do this week? They're going to say, hey, we're going to House of Hook Thursday. We're going to Body Child on Saturday.
But, okay, I can understand that. But what you want to know, you don't want to know how many they got locked in. What you want to know is how many races did they run? Not how many they got.
Let's just say, I guarantee you they raced 5 or 6 times this week. Let's just automatically say they went half of that. They went 3 to 4 of those. There are some people that might, let's just say some people out there right now, they want to race this week. Their event might get rained out. Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Everywhere other than Bobby right now, there's a lot of events that are looking to be rained out. So
if they rained out, they have no, it's no bearing on the standings. If the race ain't run,
that's what I'm saying. But it does have a bearing on the standings. You want to know why? Because if it rained out there and SEAL Team 6 is racing at US 19, their stats are going up. While those other guys that can't race this week, they are, you know, they stand at that spot.
Well, that's called grudge racing. You know, you move on
that's
with
what,
it.
That's what we're trying to say. A lot of people have been saying, hey, man, why is SEAL Team 6 the man, them guys,
well,
I got to give them credit. You know what? I'm not even part of SEAL Team 6. They ain't even in my area. I'm in DMV, and I stand for my guys in the DMV no matter what. But
you sent in the report for your guys, right?
Yeah, and I do it honestly. But see,
right.
The thing
well,
is,
that's what I'm talking about. And you just send all you do is send Grudge Inc. and post it on their website on the spreadsheet. If you are able to do that, you post how they did. You don't want to know. He don't want to know about who they were locked in with. They want to know who they ran, so he can give them the point. Yeah, who they ran. You know, and see, and okay, so they got 12 to 15 cars out there, but there's somebody else out there, like you named some people. Where are they at on the list? That's all I'm saying.
Well, hey, you want to know what? This is how we would say how they on the list. Now,
I'm not talking about SEAL Team 6. I'm talking about the other grudge racers that race.
Where are they on the list nationally?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where are well, see that.
You, do you know? You don't know. Where you sent in some racers that won some races and some that lost some races. We don't know where they are.
I guess, you know, like I said, we can look at the spreadsheet, but see what it is I don't know if y'all understand what Jay is saying. Let's just put it like this. One area, let's just say one little area has 150 grudge races.
Okay.
One little area got 150. One small, and I'm talking about one small. Let's just say DMV. We probably got 100 to 150 grudge races. And when I put their stuff in, that's saying, hey, here go this area. Now, if people want us to go in through and pinpoint each person where they fell, I could see this. A top 10 monthly of the top 10 grudge cars in the country is, you know, top 10, top 15, top 20. I think that's very feasible.
Well, see, like Jay said, you know, he mentioned the top 25 grudge racers, you know.
Yeah, I feel that's
so
feasible.
That's why I'm trying to find out where they at. You know, if they ain't racing.
I tell you what, Wild Man.
Uh-huh.
Me, Jay, Shine, everybody, Sunshine, you know, next week, we don't mind getting together a top 25. But as of right now, you know, with all these races, I'm going to tell you something else. There was another race that went down in, Carolina, Hertford, and there's another race that go on these tracks, and see what happens is, you got people there, but they don't let us know what go on. So then they're like, well, Darren, I know I probably didn't get on. Well, the thing
okay.
is, you might not
got
on.
I got you. Jay, you had a race last week, right? Last weekend.
Yeah, we were out of Alabama.
Okay, all right. Those 25 grudge racing cars that you were talking about earlier in the show, was any of them there? Hello.
Hey, Jay Barnes. Come on, people.
Yeah. Come on, Jay. He's off because I got all
that. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
You had a grudge race last weekend, and you mentioned the top 25 cars, right?
In the country.
Was any of those top 25 cars in the country there?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, what I'm saying where are they at on the list?
Okay, well, man, the reason I'm stopped talking, because what I'm trying to explain to you, you're refusing to hear it.
All right.
Now, one of the top 25 teams that was there was the Jolly Rancher car. He went 0-1. He went 1-0. On the list, he's at the bottom. So why am I talking about a car at the bottom of the list?
Because
he only had one race. He's only had one race.
That's one of your top 25 cars. If he's on the bottom.
No. We're not going to talk about the top 25 teams. We had to put a value to the top 25 teams to make the point system work.
Did Primetime come down there?
No, they were broke. They didn't come.
They did. Okay, they were broke. So Jolly Rancher, they were the only top 25 grudge races that was.
No,
there.
It was some other ones there.
Did they race?
They raced.
Did they win or lose?
Some won. A couple of them won, so a couple of them lost. Now, this is the thing that I'm trying to prevent you from trying to do, Wildman. You will keep thinking that we got a system that's so sophisticated that as a race happened, and that I can tell you truthfully by Wednesday that I can calculate all the races that will happen around the country, that I got a system so sophisticated that I can tell you today what happened. And what I'm trying to get you to see is that it's bigger than what you think. We're not just keeping up with one track or one team.
What I'm saying,
all right, let me give you an example. Have you ever heard of Titan Bowl?
No.
Well, that's a very well-known racer who has a lot of stats.
Is he in the top
25? So when we are getting this...
Is he a top 25?
He's not in the top 25. No,
okay,
he's not.
Then, okay. All right, okay.
But so as we get this information in, and remember, we're building this system as we go. And the biggest problem I'm having with my man is that trying to get the people like yourself and others to understand that it's bigger than just the people you know.
No,
now, we got about seven people. Hold on, let me finish my thought. We got about seven people putting the information in. And they're volunteering their time to do that. Because remember now, these are the same people that's listening that don't want to donate nothing. So we got seven people putting the information in.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's real simple to say, just get more people. Well, who's going to get these people? How are they going to get paid? We got seven working now. And so the only thing they can do is reach out when they know of a race, reach out. And try to get the information in so that we can produce an accurate list. So by grabbing up by the tail early in the game, well, why can't we get this? Why can't? And I'm telling you, we just starting to get more information in. And as the information come in, these people that volunteer, because these people who want to know so bad, they damn sure ain't going to pay for nothing. So that as they get it put in, then we can report it. So why not give us the time? Why not give us the time to put some, you know, to get some stats together, so that we can report it? It's a lot of people returning it in, but we still got people entering it in. They don't wake up in the morning, Wildman, and go to this job and sit there from 9 to 5. These people are volunteering because they want it to work. So when they take their private time to enter this information. And it's tedious because a lot of times people are not putting all the information. They'll say they'll say their car name. They won't say their team name. They won't say what track they raced at. It's a lot of information that they miss that we still have to go research and find. So I wish it was just as easy as what you were saying. Hey, just make it happen. Just make it happen. But it ain't. If you go back to February, where are all these people that were saying that they wanted to help? Why are they not help putting this information in? You do remember that, though, Juwan, man, that we had a whole host of people who had.
Right.
So why are they not volunteering their time?
I remember.
So what we have to work with, Wild, is the people that we got. I mean, you know, there's no unlimited budget. There's no unlimited staff. And then to come off right, it's some obligation of these people who volunteering to do it that they got to get it in. You know, you got to stop what you're doing to get it in. I mean, they're already getting it in. Matter of fact, the system that has been developed is so, I mean, I think it's brilliant. Hell, more, you know, which probably would have cost us $3,000 or $4,000 to develop this system that we have. Well, okay. You just simply fill out a form and it goes to the stat sheet.
Right.
So there's a lot that has occurred, Wild Man. So that's why I'm saying we do need updates, but you got to give us a time for let this stuff, you know, because when the pressure that I'm getting from the people who volunteered, they saying, hell, I can't stop my job to go put this stuff in. And I said, well, get it in the next 3 or 4 days. Get it in as fast as you can. We got 7 people, Wild Man. So, I mean, what do we do?
Okay.
We do want more people. I'm okay. We're on the show tonight. We need more people who can reach out and get the information and enter it into the computer.
Okay.
We'll take 10 more. That'll make it go faster.
All right. Okay. Now.
So, go ahead.
I hear what you're saying, Jay. But, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I got to remember what you said. You know, at first it's not the information that you're getting. At first it was you're not getting the information. Now you've got information, but you don't have the people to put it in the system. But now I don't need to know. Them racers don't need to know. All they need to know is who do they contact with the information, you know. They're not
okay. Let me finish.
Jay, hold it. Let me finish, and then you can respond to what I'm saying, because I'm responding to what you said. You know, they don't see trying to hold down all of this conflict and everything. You know, they don't want to know about your staff and what goes on within your organization. You know, that's not. That's a crutch, you know, for you to say we ain't got it posted because I got volunteers. That's your problem, okay? Not the racist problem. You know, you got. I'm being straight up. You know, they don't need to know that. You know, when we put this together, didn't put it together with how many people you got working for you or volunteers or anything. You know, you got to make it happen, Jay. And you can't use a crutch as these people volunteers, you know. Ain't nobody said nothing about, we did talk about people paying, and I think it had something to do with, like, Bobby Childs. If he was going to donate to the banquet, that he had a right to send in, you know, what happened, results at his track, you know. So, you know, that ain't has nothing to do with you disseminating the information and getting it together. You know, just like if a race team, all you got to do is say, like, if the teams ain't sending you the information, so be it. You know, you don't have to worry about it. Do just like you're doing. But I wanted to know how come SEAL Team 6, this is 3 weeks I've been hearing that. All you got to do is say the other teams ain't sending in the information. You know, you didn't have to go through all of this here. You know, you are the chairman of the board. You got to have your board meeting with your volunteers or whoever, and we don't need to know who is getting paid and who ain't getting paid. You know, that ain't it is. We want to know how it's going. You know, just like JB said, he sent some information in, and I just wanted to know who the number one, the bottom man on the list was. Of the 25 races that you, top 25 races that you was mentioning, and the one of the top 25 races is at the bottom of the list. That's fine, you know. It makes those racers say, "I gotta," or pull his team together and say, "You need to send whoever's in their section, in their area, in their division. You need to send it," which they probably are, to BET, so BET can get it on the spreadsheet. So that when Jay Barnes pushed that button to and the wheels get to turning in the computer to say who number one. That's how spreadsheets work. And who the top, and then it on down, you know. That's how spreadsheets work, so that you put the information in, then you push the button, and it totals it and tell you who the number one is. If it says SEAL Team 6 is still number one, then so be it. If it says that whoever is number two because they've been racing, so be it. But, you know, I know how spreadsheets work. You put the information in, and when you put it in, you can push the button. It'll tell you who's one, two, three, all the way down. So that when someone say, well, who's number one right now, who's leading, you say SEAL Team 6, but so-and-so is close behind. So, you know, and if everybody, the people that you have, just put in the information in the spreadsheet, you'll be able to do it every week. Like you say, they race on the weekend. By Wednesday, you can push that button. You have the master control to push the spreadsheet so it'll tally. That's how spreadsheets work. You don't have to say, I got to have so many in there. Just push the button. JB done gave you some names. You know, you see how it is. If they only race twice in a week, then the spreadsheet is going to say who raced twice in a week, who raced six times in a week, and how the standings are. So that's the way it was set up. So, you know, just go on and do it, Jay Barnes. You know, don't use no crutch, man, about volunteers. And I ain't asked you who was paid and who was a volunteer, you know. And I say hats off to the volunteers because they're doing a great job. Those are people that have a love for grudge racing. They want to see it done right, you know. And, of course, you know, even, you know, when I call some of your volunteers, if they cooking dinner, I got to let them cook dinner. I can't have them stay on and talk about this and that. But, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right, you know. And you can't use a crutch because, you know, especially if something that you set up on my show, and I know how spreadsheets work, Jay. I ain't trying to get on you or nothing. I'm just trying to get it straight down to the eighth of a mile or the quarter of a mile. Man. Depends on how they race. Uh-huh.
Well, man, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If two cars at the starting line.
Yeah.
They have a grudge race.
Uh-huh.
And they take off, right?
Right.
And you freeze time when they get at the 200 feet. You freeze time. And you say, Jay, who won? And I say, why, man? You hadn't given me enough time to get all the data.
Okay.
You say, but yeah, you got a system in place. It's in. But why, man? You got to give me. So then the next week come, they at the 330. You say, Jay, who won? I said, why, man? How long? It takes some time to put this stuff together. So now we're at week three, and they're at 500 feet, wild man. And I said to you again, wild man, the way it looked right now, SEAL Team 6 is out front. But, you know, I still need a little more time, wild man. So when you are constantly asking, wild man, in every contest, wild man, even, you know, in the president, you know, when they do an election, all this stuff is electronic. At 6 o'clock, they don't announce the winner by 6 o'clock. It takes time for them things to come in and be calculated.
Okay.
That's what
and
I'm
Jay,
saying to you, Wild Man. They
Jay,
are coming in. The system is working,
time,
Wild Man. The system
the time,
is working. But you,
time,
if,
Jay,
if,
let me
but
ask
just because
you
you're saying
Jay,
that I think
no,
it
no,
should
no,
be ready
no,
don't mean that
no,
should
no,
be
no,
true.
No. Now, you said you mentioned the 200, the 330, the blah, blah, blah. They at the finish line. Bam! They at the finish line. And all you do is type it in your spreadsheet and push the button. That's what I'm talking about. If you got
all right,
wild man. If you got
wild man, I'm all right. You win, wild man. I'm through with it. I'm through with it. You win.
See, if you're going to use the spreadsheet, use it the right way.
I'm wild man. Wild man, please. You win. I'm not prepared. Okay.
All right. You know. As you know, just like I said, you know, when you wanted to come up with a system, and we came up with a system. And for all of you doubting Thomases, no reflection on my last name, if you want to know how it comes about, send them to the website, Grudge Inc. It's there on the website. Answer all their questions. But, you know, you get this, what information that you have, you can't sit on it. Put it in the spreadsheet and push the button. It'll make your work a lot easier. All right? Here, we got some hands up, Jay. I don't know if it's on you or me, but let's go to them. They just went down. I guess maybe everything was answered then. And Bobby Wildchild was going to tell me about a race that he got coming up, and he ain't there. And what you got coming up, Jay Barnes?
Well, I mean, we got...
Now, hold on. Before you go to that, let me smack your hand. Did you put them grudge races in your spreadsheet?
From when, I mean?
From last weekend. Yes or no?
Yes, well, I mean.
Okay, then. All right. You did the right thing. What you got coming up? We're going to move on with it.
We got several things coming up, Wild Man. You got, this weekend, you got, Wayne Never Scared. JB, I don't know if JB's still on or not.
He dropped off.
Okay. Wayne Never Scared out of Michigan is having a race at Milan Dragway. Mm-hmm. You know, Wild Man, a lot of our races are all over the country, so you got to bear with me on that part.
Oh, I understand
it. Coming up on the 23rd, Dunye is having his first event. It'll be held at US 41 in Morocco, Indiana. And from there, and that's called the Kings of Grudge. And from there, we're going down to Montgomery, Alabama on the 31st. And we are racing with DJ Grant. This will be his fourth annual race, fourth year. And he's doing a small block national race. That'll be the 31st. Then June the 6th, going back to Morocco, Indiana, King Biz, Chi-Town Biz, is doing his fourth annual race, And from there, we're going over to Huntsville, Alabama, and with Malcolm Story. He got a race over there, and we're going over there to support him. So, well, I mean, that's what's coming up through June the 20th. And, we're obviously going to be supporting, Gadget and Big Wilson. They got a race that's coming up. I think it's also June the 20th. And so it's a lot of racing going on. Wow. I mean, it's a lot of racing going on.
Oh, yeah, it is. Now, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You can access your spreadsheet on your smartphone, right?
I haven't tried that, but I'm sure I can.
Jay, come on now. We're gonna go straight at it. Now, all them races, if you got somebody there, tell them to jump on.
Well, I mean. The races, I mean, we're going to cover those races, well, I mean. The thing is, and what I'm still trying to get you to see, that you just refuse to see, is that I just named about six races.
Mm-hmm.
But Wild Man, it's probably in that same time period. Right. But in that same time period, it's probably 50 races going on, and I named six. And so what I'm saying, I'm okay with the 50 races. And I'm just trying to get you to see the size of what kind of racing go on around the country. If we only record the information that's on our races, That wouldn't be fair to everybody.
No.
So what
because SEAL Team 6 is not, they just ain't race that. You're racist. And see, just your problem, you say, is getting people to report it, you know.
Yeah.
So in
we definitely need people to turn in. We need two things. We need more people turning in their races, and we need more people to help us collect the data. We need
okay,
both.
I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna try to help you. How to set that up? How many divisions you got?
Four
divisions.
We have five divisions now. We got five divisions.
Okay, you have five divisions.
Yeah.
Do you have people in every division that can access the spreadsheet?
Yeah. Right now we have. Okay.
What you need to do is post on Grudging the website and let everyone know, break down the divisions, the five divisions, and let them know who the person is in each division to let them know if they win a race or lose a race and who they ran. By Monday of every week, if they race on Saturday, and if they state for real about being Grudge Race of the Year or Grudge Race Team of the Year or whatever it is, you know, they will contact your people so that they can put it on the spreadsheet. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to, on Tuesday, just to check and see how things is going, you push the button. You have it locked out so only you can push the button after they enter the information on the spreadsheet. Push the button and see how it went. Division 1, bam. Oh, he's up there with such and such. Division 2, and there it is. And then at the end, after you get all of them there, you push the button again to tally all of the divisions. I know how spreadsheets work now, and it'll tell you how the standings are for Grudge Racer of the Year. That ain't hard. It's really easy. And as far as people calling you, ask how do you do this and how do you get that and how you do that, direct them to your website. And if you're smart, you get some advertisers on there so that every time somebody go to your website, you get paid. I ain't going to tell you how to run your business, but I can tell you how to set your business up. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. You know, you don't have to always answer the people. If you do it that way, you ain't got to answer the people how it's done. Direct them to your website to find out. The rules is up there and how you do it. It's up there. You know, you don't have to go on my show or anybody else's show to defend the way that you do it. You know, because it's up there. You know. And it'll make everything run smooth. So that when you have the banquet, the next one, and you say the Grudge Racer of the Year is, or the Grudge Team Racer of the Year is, or the Grudge Team of the Year, or whatever, however you had the categories, it's all there because your spreadsheet going to tell you all that information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get no information, it ain't on you. You know, if I'll just use this division here, if Primetime don't get in contact with Sunshine Anderson, you know, Sunshine Anderson can't put that information in. If Candy Crusher don't get in contact with Sunshine Anderson, his team. And they all got team members, a lot of them. So be it, you know. So, you know, it takes all of that pressure off of you, Chairman, you know. Then you can sit back and push the button. You can be sitting at home one time saying, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Wild man only had me on for a half hour. Let me push this button and see And then he said, oh, I should have told him, I should have pushed the button before he had me on the show. You with me?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And that's how it is. You know, like I say, I ain't jumping on you to beat you up or nothing. I'm telling you so you can make it right. And when you make it right, you'll be good to go. So, let me get here. 478-9092, you're back on. You dropped off Bobby Wildchild. You got anything else, Jake? Because I think Bobby Wildchild wanted to tell us what's happening at his track.
No, go ahead.
Track.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bobby.
There you are, man.
All right. So how's things going down in Albany? I was looking for Mike Hill because Mike Hill got a big race coming up this weekend, too. But go ahead.
I appreciate everything's going pretty good, but as well as expected. One thing I want to thank everybody to Bob, man, for the phone call. When I lost my sister-in-law, and thank everybody for the phone calls and their prayers. But anyway, that all being here, we're getting ready for tomorrow. The heavyweights on 28, small blocks on 28. So it going down this weekend. Smite Talk TV will be in the house, and we got some locked in grudge racing. Wild man, we do have CL King 6 again. My youngin got two races locked in with the LTD and Brown Sugar, and also we got Jolly Ranch locked in with Game Changer. So, I ready to call him Big Country. I want to approach that Joe. He bring him down. They trying to lock in with Race Factory also, and we got Mandrill. He's locked in with my brother-in-law, which is Keith Fell, called the Blue Goose. So we got a whole bunch of action going to be going on down there this weekend at US 19 Dragway. Just left the drag strip, just done some more improvement, just installed lighting on the track so people will be able to see where they're going. Not only hook hard if they want to, but they'll be able to see Mr. Wildman from point A to point B.
Okay.
But if y'all ain't doing nothing, come on down. It's going to open 10 o'clock. And Shakedown is going to start at 4. So y'all just come on. Want to have some fun. Got a lot of guys that saying they're coming from Alabama, from Virginia, South Carolina. I mean, and the race is turning out to be a real big show. So, and I appreciate everybody for their support that is coming out. So, if you ain't done nothing wild, man, hop in that brand new 2015 Dodge Charger you got and come on down there and take a look around and see
my plate is so full, the stuff I got to do around the house, that I'm afraid to even say it because I get hit in the head. But, Jay Barnes, what division is Bobby Wildchild's track in? He's on mute.
He probably didn't put me in there, Jay.
We can find out.
Jay Barnes,
unmute yourself. What division is Bobby Wildchild's track in? It takes him a minute. Sometimes I think Jay is.
He
does three or four things. He'll pop on in a minute. Jay Barnes. I just want to know, Jay Barnes, I just want to know what division is Bobby Wildchild's track in. He probably heard that. Oh, that's Jay Banzai. You know, voice text, you get all kind of crazy things. But I'm gonna wait to see if he'll respond to that. But anyway, Jay. Well, he's still there.
But anyway, yeah. But like I said, Wild Man Brings doing that. We got a lot of guys that are talking.
Okay.
Are coming. We got right. some new guys that are coming
you're
in.
You're in Division Two, and I need to find out. I need to find out who his rep is. So. And we'll do this. And I'm getting all this for you. Yeah. I'm getting all this. Just stand by. We're going to do it. Yep. And he's going to give me this answer. And you're in Division Two of Bobby Wild Child. And then I'm going to find out who you report to. In a second. Let's see. This is just how the spreadsheet works, you know. If he's on mute all I did is text him and he told me you're in Division Two because he's probably doing something else. See. And so that's the way it goes. But I'm gonna wait on him to come back and then I'm gonna jump off because I've got places to go and things to do. But you're in Division Two, Bobby Wildchild. And you know something? I might even talk to him later on because I know a lot of the other shows be trying to get him at the same time, and that's why sometimes he can't do two or three things at the same time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, just kind of hate you sometimes, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I will find out, and he will probably post it on NT Grudge Racing or else on his website. He might even go on yours and post it, Bobby. But I'm going to get out of here because I only supposed to be at an hour show today. I'm limited because there's a lot of races being locked in on other shows for Mike Hill's show this weekend and everything. I was going to try to get Mike. I'm looking now to see if he's on. If he's not, about that, I do know that it's a couple of races that are really locked in. I do believe Candy Crusher and Lethal Weapon are locked in for this weekend. So it's a lot of activity going on. And you might get somebody up your way to do some testing because T5 got oil pressure, y'all. Just wanted to let y'all know that. So that means he'll be back out doing what he does best. You know, he grudge race and he gets in the shootout. So that's another thing. So you ought to see that team back up and rolling. So without any further ado, I'm getting ready to get out of here. Unless you got anything else, Bobby, you want to say? Anybody got anything they want to say to Bobby? Because Jay Barnes, I don't know where he's at. He's probably at one of his races that he got going on. I don't know. I'm just playing. But I hope I explained everything about that spreadsheet, you know, so that no excuses. And we're going to get it done. And when I say we, I'm going to keep Jay Barnes going down to 1320 and not going to no dirt track, going round and around. Because when you go round and around in grudge racing, that means you're crashing. And I ain't going to let him crash. Okay, Bobby, so if you don't have anything else, we're going to get out of here. Okay, like I always say, until next time, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.